Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know most dish soaps don't remove all the grease, even with scrubbing?
What? I just cleaned those.
Try Dawn Platinum. It removes 99% of grease and food residue. That's why Dawn is trusted to save wildlife affected by oil. Dawn Platinum cleans to the squeak.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
George Papadopoulos, knocking the poppin' nigga Popolis. Papa shit, chocolate doctor, the doctor, the document. Listen to my father, bitch. Peace.
Yo. Mic check, peck peck on Bernadette's neck. Big breast, I'm a wreck, let's have some sex. Yes, yes. Titty feels the best now.
Yo, what the fuck, man? Fuck is you talking about, man? Spit that monkey shit, nigga. We gorillas, nigga. Ape don't kill ape.
Yo.
Spit that real shit, nigga.
Brr. I Chewbacca the chicken. Chin checking your chest. Get chop cam, got stamp by the boot from the camp. I'm proving I can. I'm proving you fake. Like you moving them grams. Up removing your flakes. I am truly your ape. Caesar the leader. Put two in your face. Pong, pong. Bleed while I leave you. Do deeds of a demon. You do deeds of a diva. Serafina after the weaver. Beaver's the cleaner. Believe what I feed you. I feed the believers. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding. Sativa's a creeper. College, prison, gun in hand. Put your seed in the sleeper. Got a vision, summer jam with my speech in the speakers. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block popping Rugers. I'm not Martin Luther. I'm flop corner loser on the block popping Rugers.
You wanna see me get bruised? P, B, C, C. Most definite effortless been spitting these degrees.
Rookies rule shit. Get down with the tool click. Tool spit back impact is like a wheel kick. He nice and funky fire, I will fuck you up. He cipher, monkey cipher. Monkey cipher. Medicated, dedicated bastard. Level elevated, hater, educated rapper. Clowns be seated. Bow down to the world renowned Brownsville Jesus. Damage you do. Sleep your brother's keeper, peep the family feud. Listen, Paul, I am not in the mood. Watch your step, get them bob, shot them right in the shoes. The rhyme is incredible, King, I do flaw. The mind is a terrible thing. To Lou Rawls. To Lou Rawls.
So fair by Imperious Rex.
Yo, this is a product of WBNN. This is Standing Up the Sticks with Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your nephew hang with a gang of old niggas with tow trucks, drag racing on I-76 while drunken off the Hennessy. Live on air from Lagos, dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you live by Ngozi Time Multimedia. I said multimedia. Hold on, wait. Multimedia. Damn it. And yes, we here tonight. And you know how I get in. You know what I mean? I had to dive in with it. And tonight we talking about boredom. And how idle thoughts can be dangerous to yourself, you know what I'm saying? You know, being bored is a description of having not enough flavor, I'd say. You can't keep the energy going, you know what I'm saying? You got no energy on, you know what I mean? You're like a transformer, you know what I'm saying? It don't can't transform. know what I mean? You're not an Autobot or Decepticon, you feel me? So, you know, this is a state of feeling disinterested in one's surroundings, having nothing to do or feeling that life is dull and it's boring and maybe you're just wacky shit. How about that? Maybe that. You know what I mean? This can be normal and is only an indication or indicator of underlying diseases. You know what I mean? Where you feel, you know, interference, you know what I mean, with daily life. You feel what I'm saying? You can't function. You know what I mean? The functioning is a little off, a little bit. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going on, but we're going to get to the bottom of it tonight. You know, boredom is a feeling that the Shaitan beautifies for certain kinds of people. When I say Shaitan, I mean the devil, people, if you didn't understand that language. You know what I mean? Especially those who have introverted tendencies and who fall into, you know, depressions and things like that. Let's take a look at these things, where these are the things that may be causing boredoms. You know what I'm saying? Certain type of characteristics people have. You have clinical depressions, you know what I mean, which are characterized by, you know what I mean, persistently being depressed. That's basically that, you know what I'm saying? Where you could be a person with restless sleep, you know what I'm saying? You can't go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Where you're so damn bored, you can't even dream about nothing. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And then what? And you're early waking up, you know what I'm saying? You can't do nothing. You know what I'm saying? I guess you couldn't do nothing in your sleep. You feel me? I don't know what the hell is going on. Either way, you got that. Then you got ADHDs, of course. You know what I'm saying? You got these attention difficulties and hyperactivities going on. You know what I mean? Which can bring on boredom, of course. You know what I'm saying? Mood swings and excitability. You know what I'm saying? It's not the damn Price is Right. Sit your ass down. You feel me? That's all I'm going to say about that. You know what I mean? Now, three, you got adult ADHD, of course. You got, you know what I mean? This is exhibited by difficulty maintaining things, you know what I'm saying? Of course, bringing on boredom, hyperaction, of course. You know what I mean? Sit your ass down, I said. You know what I mean? And, of course, risky behavior. You know what I mean? You know, like wrestling tigers and shit like that. You know what I mean? You know, people make shit up out here. They make their own activities up. You know what I mean? Or drug withdrawal. You know what I'm saying? Drug withdrawal, which is serious. You know what I mean? Which can cause physical or mental symptoms. You know what I'm saying? That occur after stopping. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you know, you got to hit the bar. You know what I'm saying? After work or something, you bored. Bring it on boredom. You know what I'm saying? Excitability as well. Your song might come on in there. Sit your ass down. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? No, this is how we do it, or none of that. Turn that shit up. Turn it off. You know what I'm saying? Boom. Bad skin and limbs. You know what I'm saying? Walking like a 80-year-old person and you're only 25. You feel me? Can't be having that out here. You know what I mean? Antisocial personalities as well. You know what I mean? Where you have disregard for others. Of course, bringing on boredom, antisocialness, and manipulativeness. How about that one, folks? Manipulativeness. You start getting real like Gargamel out here and shit, where you're trying to terrorize Smurfs out here and all that. Boom. Then, you know, these are all potential candidates for extreme levels of boredom. And which can lead to an individual to, you know what I mean, gather ill thoughts, processing ill thoughts or lewd and inappropriate behaviors that may become offensive to oneself or others. You know what I'm saying? For instance, bored-ass men and women who post dumb shit on Facebook and Instagram all damn day, taking pictures of your ashy-ass knees while you're sipping wine. Bored ass people, shit. Brother O, can I get some? Show him price, please.
Love what?
You know you get to feed the gorilla.
I don't want to feed a gorilla. I want to feed myself.
Various Rex. You feed
okay,
the gorilla.
Okay, that's good. I have $13. I'm going to go buy some food.
You know what? Go ahead. Go, man.
Thank you.
Feed it, man.
Thank you for letting me go.
Yeah. Yo, bro. You, my friend, look like a good gorilla feeder. How would you like to feed a gorilla for $13?
What do I love about rap? Me. You know, you really had to be saying something and saying well when I first came in the game. Now they say anything, so I can tell that these kids don't have a lot of schooling, man. They sound like idiots. I'm nice. I don't care what they say, long they go, yo. Come on, P, go in. I can live with that. Better rapper, Beretta clapper, the clever bastard. Metal master, devil laughter, cheddar after. After the gold, and after that the platinum, no. After you sold, and after that I clap him, yo. Make your back spin, the phone bust back when. Used to back spin for cold crush. I'm so tough, some dumb guy. Gonna die from showing up, plus the kung fu fly. I'm up to far, I'm up to par. I fuck up your jaw like fucking Paul King. The veteran ninja, Michael Dudikoff, the American ninja. Insane with the best flow holler. Private planes with craft flow dollar. You hear Sean Worker beat, I'm the truth and Duke is just a circus.
Instead of a lie, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Bernadette in the lead, who the fuck you be? Front yo P, you get your head busted quick. Many niggas claim loyal, but they all full of shit. Gorilla the beat, D-Stat P, ringing bells in the street. Plus agree, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Imperious Rex, Sean is the best. Punch in your chest, put you to rest, bitch.
Call the mayor!
This fucking sucks. Brownsville? Are you fucking kidding me? We're live. Hi, this is Michael Rappingport for Duck Down News. We are outside of the Brownsville Zoo, where apparently a gorilla named Imperious Rex has allegedly taken a customer hostage. Let me say that again. Oh, fuck. Do it again. And we're going to find out what is going on with this gorilla, Imperious Rex. Can I please get in, please?
Wait. It's $13, man. $13 to enter the zoo.
Paying to get into the Brownsville Zoo. $13. Hello? This is a house. This is a fucking house, guys. There's a staircase. I'm looking for a zoo. You guys know where the zoo is, kids? Thank you, ma'am. Good to see you, kids. I mean, this is going to be great for ratings, but they're going to really shoot this fucking gorilla? This is going to be excellent. I know. Are we live?
Michael Rappaport, your face and your faculty, your fuck boys, four fit in your face. Shit is bullshit, you're sipping on race. Prepaid, premeditated, murder the ape. Proof. Into the kids, folks. AKA the ape in the window. The villain. A trafficking thing, don't ya? A Budweiser African king poster. I'm doing my damn thing. That nigga's same king and they doing their damn thing. That's my words of my mom's. I never heard they wanted to get done. Fuck out of here. And I don't dislike you. I dislike the dude who said I dislike you. Long kiss, long fist, bitch to bob. Can't fuck with P, new fish to fry.
Dead or alive, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Bernadette in the lead, who the fuck you be? Frontin' on P, you get your head busted quick. Many niggas claim loyal, but they all full of shit. Gorilla the beat, D-Stat P, ringin' bells in the street. Plus agrees, y'all niggas can't fuck with P. Imperious Rex, Sean is the best. Punch in your chest, put you to rest, bitch.
So they let the monkey run free, huh? All
yo,
are
you heard
Brooklyn.
That, man. That's Sean
great.
P and Bernadette, man.
Cut.
Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Sean P and Bernadette, you know what I'm saying? That's his wife on there with the Hawkins, you know what I mean? And again, we on air from Lagos, you know what I'm saying? Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation, you know what I mean? And tonight, we are talking about boredom. For all the people who can use boredom for positive things and for the people who need to stop using their boredom for the bullshit. Yes, and I'm back with it. You know what I'm saying? When a person becomes listless or left without anything to do in particular, this person is dissatisfied. due to a lack of occupation or excitement. Becoming not interested in their surroundings. This is what a bored person becomes, actually. This is like some of the explanations of how you become this, right? Now, the scholars say there is no universally accepted definition of boredom, you know, that particular whatever it is. In process, you know what I mean, they call this cultural dimension. Now, dimension comes up a lot of times when it comes to the people who can't remember shit or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, maybe when you get bored, maybe make a list of the things you can't remember when you get bored. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? However, the conclusion is that boredom is none other than, you know, a other word for depression or apathy. Yes. Depression or apathy. So, yes, these are the things in which that are borderline with they're parallel with boredom. You know what I'm saying? Basically, that's what they're trying to say here. You know what I mean? Now, not really sure of that, but I can count to say, you know, I've had heard certain people say they were bored. But we're going to get to the bottom of it, because it seems to be, you know, a mental state which causes a lack of stimulation, I'll say. You know what I mean? You know, stimulation which can make a person engineer the mind to come up with ideas to do things like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, especially if you watch a lot of television or sports or any of those type of things like that, that should make you want to become athletic. Or, you know, Morgan Freeman or somebody. Who knows? You know what I mean? That leaves one craving relief. You know what I'm saying? This boredom. It leaves one craving relief. You know what I'm saying? With a host of behavioral, medical, and social consequences. Again, behavioral, medical, and social consequences. This is what these things can lead to. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Craving relief to soothe your boredom. You know what I'm saying? To find things to do, certain especially frivolous things to do. You know what I'm saying? You could get fucked all the way up like that. You know what I'm saying? Being a bored person. That's just basically what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's all it is. You know what I mean? People doing dumb, crazy stuff. Eating ghost pepper chips and all that shit. Choking themselves to death and all that. You know what I mean? You know, for the challenge. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. You know, that's what we're saying about that. You know what I mean? But it is understood that boredom can lead to creativity. You know what I'm saying? And I'll say that because Clef One must have been bored all his life. You know what I'm saying? I've been trying to master everything. I'm talking about everything I touch. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into that. Because we're going to get into a track next by the international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. Yeah.
Millionaire monkeys, microphone mix master, make money from music, the folk fit faster, slapper, bitch boy, knock his tooth out his grill, Sean Price beat the truth in the veil, listen, if you knock on my door, I'm cocking the floor, great escape from the law like the Sada Shakur, for a dime a crack, you can put your cock in the hole, Converse with rocking on tour, listen, groupie girls want to lick on your dick, groupie guys want to get in the flick, I'm like, fuck you, give me some chips, overall they like Sean so ill, who you think you is, Ron O'Neill? A live rock bar, par, scar, par on the grill. Big fucks, face cut, when they fuck with the rail. Mighty flow, young, so dumb, guns is drawn. Calamity, on your family, your son is born. One.
I punch you in your face, nigga. Who the fuck you talking to, dude?
Crush killer, destroy them with savagery, catastrophe. Dumb still, if it roaring, we smash through the adversary. Run still, can avoid it, the spasmery, the agony, battered, you bitch bastard. We can call your old fat
nigga. Yo, Sean Price, boot camp best. Give me the number two pencil, watch me take the test. Shake your set, break your neck, competitors flee. Who the fuck rhyme better than me? Nobody, body, touch my ear, OE in my palm. I'm Freddy Krueger, your face, Michael Myers, your mom. You ball the Ravon, that's when I'm sparking the nine. Pull out the thing, flame on like carpooling time. Fantastic flow, connected concepts. Broke niggas with new kicks, that's my projects. My man like Ruff, you ain't reaching the kids. I stuck my hand out in three pieces wig. I'm doing my thing, you new to the game. Don't hate, celebrate, par cool in the gang. I don't have a big crew, just crew Mr. Rain. And a couple of loose crew dudes boosting your chain.
Fuck, you don't know me. I smack the shit out of you. Fuck
out of
here. Brownsville, nigga.
What the
fuck wrong with you, man?
Crush, killer, destroy them with savagery, catastrophe. Dumb still, if it roaring, we smash through the adversary. Run still, can avoid it, the spasmery, the agony, battered, you bitch bastard. We can call your old faculty.
Yeah, shout out to Buckshot Shorty. Yeah, shout out to Buckshot Shorty. Whole boot can't click, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rusty Jux, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bernadette, you know what I mean? Shout out to Rockness Monster, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Smith & Wesson, Coco Brothers, you know what I mean? Salute, you know what I mean? But we back on air from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And we are talking about boredom, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, it couldn't create creativity, you know what I'm saying, when you're bored, you know what I mean? So we got a call-in queue. Now, caller, if you call in here with your boredom, you know what I'm saying, this is what I'm going to do. I got my Gorilla Glue, and I'm going to duct tape your hands to a treadmill, and I'm going to put it on 6.0, you know what I mean? So who the hell is it?
Hey, it's Jerry Petita.
Oh, wait, it's Jerry. Oh, wait, hold up, the next time I'm on, y'all, it's Jerry. What's up, baby?
How you doing
tonight, Jerry? How you feeling tonight?
I'm okay, sweetheart. How are you?
Oh, not bad at all. I'm a little wonderful now that I heard from you.
There you go. Ask me a question about your topic.
So I'm talking about boredom here, and the thing about this is boredom can fall into categories, you know what I mean, where it's different reasons why we can become bored, or have you ever been victim to someone who was bored and made ill-mannered mistakes out of their boredom, you know what I'm saying, where people had to sweep it up for them, anything like that, you know what I'm saying, where we trying to get to the bottom of what people do when they bored and why they do it.
So, all right, I'm going to read a poem for you that I wrote called Healthy Outlook, and it's about your mind, keeping your mind healthy.
Right.
So before I do that, this is what I do want to say. You know, I never really ever dealt with boredom or any of that stuff or depression, never. But when COVID hit, I would say about a year into it, I got to say I was suffering a little bit with it. And it's not a good thing. So I had to, like, get my thoughts better and take it to God. And that's what I do, because you have to keep your mind healthy, kiddo, you know. But I want to read this poem. It's a very short poem, but it gets to the point. A healthy outlook begins with you. A life fulfilled is up to you, too. A healthy diet is where you start, but a healthy mind is the major part. Your thoughts are wired to make you think, but with what you do can make you think. So keep all your thoughts uplifting and real. Feeding your mind crap will destroy how you feel to define who you are. The kind you are listening to really matters by far. Upbeat and positive are the notes you should hear. Nothing with violence or you'll live in fear. Music is a must for you to keep your joy, especially if it's Elvis, baby, because Elvis is my boy. So, you know, music is important. Music saves lives, and music helps everybody get through everything that they're going through. You know, but keep this in mind, everybody who's listening. You know, it could be very dangerous when you get stuck in your thoughts in a depressed state from boredom. So please do your best. Make a call. Call a friend. Get out of the house. Take it to God. Listen to some good music. And I promise you, you'll get better.
You heard that, y'all. That's from the next top mama, Jerry Pacito, dropping jewelry on the damn table like she just heisted diamonds from somewhere. You heard that, and that was very heavy, because the whole thing about it is these are things that we need to hear, because, you know, all of us have these traits in us, you know what I'm saying, where we get a little quiet, you know what I'm saying, we get a little restless. So, yes, you know what I mean, these are the wonderful ideas, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean. Appreciate you stopping by, Jerry. What you got going on next, though? You know you got to let me know, lay it on us.
I got something really cool. So last Tuesday was my show. So, you know, 4 weeks from last Tuesday will be my next show, Rodney Allen Rippey. So I don't know if you remember him, Clev, but check him out, because he was the young little black boy. He started at 5 years old with the big giant afro and the great smile. And he was in commercials and he was in movies and he was in TV. He was amazing. He was everywhere. And Jack in the Box commercials, he starred in and brought Jack in the Box out of going bankrupt. So he's going to be my guest, baby. Rodney Allen, check him out.
Cool. We're going to check that out. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get right on that. You know, YouTube got everything. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, y'all. That was Jerry Pacito. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Peace.
Rolled up. Y'all peace.
Bye.
Hey, yo, the arm, leg, or arm. Head Megatron, Decepticon, Sean Duke, you know my name. Fuck around and send your ass back to where you came. Back in the dirt, back in the earth, back off my turf. Clap cowards, black power, black, red, green and shit. Smoke sour, so powder, cause crack heads, we need a shit. I'm in the hotel with ganja. Dope needles, Don Cheadle, Hotel Rwanda. Go get your partner. Rock ain't here, nigga. Go get your mama. My cock right here, I got this here. It's a different doctrine here. Fuck if the cops are where you get popped in here. Listen, I fear no man but God. Matter of fact, Duke, I am the God. Peabody. Four eyes, two arms, and three shotties. Got shit on lock like Irvin Gene Gotti. A mean mommy from Puerto Rico who sell for Dico. And for the right price, princes to pop at your people, Peabody.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is me.
Pound for pound perfection and punch potholes and pretenders. Pay attention, it's gone pop all. Body to beat, your body to street. Anybody get body when it's beat. Introducing
both. Lot of the cops tell the truth in the booth. And said you tell the truth to the cops and lie in the booth. Fucking back with ass rappers and smack with the gas happily. Boom shack shack to gather back up the faculty. Yo, the left hook to shatter your chin. Similar to Dow Dawkins when he shattered the rim. Niggas get mad at my Tim's $1,000 jeans on. Yeah, boot camp bitch, recognize my team strong. Nigga, kneel down, kiss the ring. R. Kelly, your verse when I piss on your 16. Nigga, rap prime minister, Paul President P. Popping my pistol, partially parched past the T. Truth be told, guard top ranking, I'm not thinking, singing whatever. Love it when I put it together. Listen. Y'all bitch niggas probably do 90. I bust a shot, start running for mommy. Peabody,
nigga. Pound for pound perfection and punch potholes and pretenders. Pay attention, it's gone pop all. Body to beat, your body to street. Anybody get body when it's beat. Introducing Peabody, partner. You practically pioneer niggas disposition. You punk pop shitty pop in the haters. You gon' see your body. Somebody gon' peep a body. Somebody gon' probably need a body transplant. Peabody.
Listen, this is the BCC and Double D in the 2K. K6, we make hits, we make chips. I'm always stacking my dough. Can't be the brokest rapper, you know. Peabody.
yeah. Get money, you get lost. Or get your shit split with licking the fifth off. This ain't no gangsta rap. How many motherfucking gangsters rap? Listen, I mean, truthfully, you might think you that. But overall, Duke, I think you whack. Peabody. The name is new, the face the same. The judge is whack, the case is lame. I love the rap, but I hate the game. Matter of fact, bitch, what's my name? Peabody, Peabody, Peabody.
Ooh, yo, you heard P on that shit, man. Shout out to the OGC, man. And the Wu Camp, you know what I'm saying? That's Wu-Tang and the Boot Camp, you know what I'm saying, put together. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know we on air, you know what I mean? Live from Locos, you know what I mean? Dial in, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation if you want to talk about boredom with your bored ass. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because You know, Clef One started counting how many dumbass women lives are fucked up out here, you know what I'm saying? You know, coming up as a young man, learning life, I guess I was bored, you know what I'm saying? Guess I was bored, you know. But from a creative aspect, I became athletic, artistic, you know what I'm saying, and somewhat knowledgeable, you know, for creativity, I'd say, you know what I mean? More than less, you know what I'm saying, a benefit for myself and others. That's what I'd say. You know what I mean? You know, people can correct me if I'm wrong because I ain't right about anything. You know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you one thing, I won't be bored because I will be coming up with the right thing. You hear me? Spend all damn day on it if I got to. You see what I'm saying? Where boredom allow me to think and allow my mind to have enough peace to develop more engineering of thought. I'd say that too. You know what I mean? That's what I'm going to say on that. You know what I mean? Because we can't be bored out here and be idle into thoughts that might put us in the negative or things like that. You know what I mean? I've noticed that OCDs are connected to boredoms as well. You know what I'm saying? Where, you know, you might get one that kick out of folding things up all day long. You know what I mean? Where they are us people acting like they in the laundromat all damn day and shit. Imagining they fold shit up or folding the same thing up over and over and over. Who knows? You know what I'm saying? Or wiping things. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. You know what I mean? You can't wipe it no more. It ain't nothing on there. Not a limb ball. Not one. Ain't nothing there no more. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. You know what I mean? You know, maybe it's wax on, wax off techniques, like, you know, Mr. Miyagi teaching you karate or some shit. You know what I mean? You know, frivolous phone conversations, things like that. You know what I'm saying? You know, you want to get on the phone and get long-winded and long drawn out requests for attention or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Where you're babbling into subjects that don't make no sense. They're not connected to one another, you know what I'm saying? Or you're just prolonging a subject. Prolonging it along. You got rope tied to it. Like you got five long-ass orange extension cords strapped to your ass trying to get some power with that. You feel what I'm saying? That's how long you got going on with that. You feel me? Now, that's what I call that when it's the phone situation. I do call that phone hostage. You know what I'm saying? You know, where people don't want to hang up, shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Where a person just don't want to hang up. You know what I'm saying? Where they forgot to tell you something at the last minute when they told you was ready to get in the shower, or when you told them you was ready to walk out the door, or when you told them you was ready to bust the grub, or when you told them you was ready to go to sleep. You see what I'm saying? They ain't hear that part. You feel me? They ain't hear that part. They forgot to tell you something, or whatever they was telling you, you know what I'm saying, you know, they had to switch gears on you, you know what I mean, slip something else in, you feel me? So that's what I got to say about that, the boredoms, you know what I'm saying, because you know you got a few types of them, but we'll get into that, you know what I'm saying, after we get a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ndozi.
You hear him? Oh, my God.
Even the Brooklyn got short, man. What's going on?
Big Zoo, what up?
Oh.
Bigville. It's an oxymoron, huh? Yeah. Yo, who got more raps than P? P. Yeah, you got more raps, but please, Sean Price, a walking, talking, rapping machine, rapping for cream, slap your faggot rapping regime. Yo, it's all about a dollar bill. I got a lot of skills, pull the power, put you down, clown you in Pottersville. Top shot of Don Dada, don't make me use a gat. Love Jamaican pussy, me and Drew call the super cat. Y'all niggas super whack, you shouldn't choose to rap. You crazy Sean, save the young, get some shoes and tap. That's a nice chain, fuck you gonna do with that? Not a damn thing, I'm doing my damn thing. Niggas acting stupid when they see the gong Sean around the way. Crying when I'm dead, when I'm gone, got a lot to say. Charlie Brown teaching Pootie Tang Duke Sadate. Real niggas right here, fake niggas out
the way. You already know, we stay off of the corner and the sewer is the zone. So get in where you fit in or the tool is getting blown. It's nothing you could do that we ain't do already, homes. We moving with the chrome, homie, you already know. We stay off of the corner and the sewer is the zone. Now get in where you fit in or the tool is getting blown. So all my boosting bitches that be moving out them clothes. Let's do this for the dough, shorty, you already
yo,
know.
Backseat with a freak, fucking my car. Pulled the prayer rug out like a humdullah. Run with the squad, boo can't remember the name. Nicest niggas you don't know in the game, hello. Listen, I'm one of the best, you not that nice, yo. Similar with shit, but that's not Sean Price, though. Mike goes psycho, liposuction. Knife poke, white folks, I know nothing. Y'all motherfuckers think y'all nice. Do you hear me? Now you go think twice. Like goddamn, that nigga Sean Price fire. Meanwhile I'm at Drew Crib trying to wash the wire. A few bags of weed and a couple of pills. Freak show for these freak hoes who suck on my deals. Yo, it's my time to shine, you had your turn, you lost. Hate to hear the truth, then turn this shit off, motherfucker.
You already know, we straight off of the corner and the sewer is the zone. So get in where you fit in or the tool is getting blown. It's nothing you could do that we ain't do already, homes. We moving with the chrome, homie, you already know. We straight off of the corner and the sewer is the zone. Now get in where you fit in or the tool is getting blown. So all my boosting bitches that be moving out them clothes. Let's do this for the dough, shorty, you already know.
Wu-Tang, Wednesdays, you know, Brooklyn, New York, you know what I'm saying? Yes, y'all, yes, y'all, yes, y'all, yes, y'all, Brownsville, yes, y'all. It's your poor old ass key. I don't know about anything else, but I am true to be, yeah.
Yo, you heard that, you know what I'm saying? You heard, oh, you heard him, you know what I'm saying? You heard the old Lasky, a.k.a. Honeybee on the Wells Estelle, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Shout out to the whole Brownsville, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my lowlights and Decepticons out here, you dig? You know what I'm saying? This is Clever One, standing up the sticks, and we live from Lagos, you know what I'm saying? Dial in 516-453-9133, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, we do have a caller in queue. Now, caller, if you're bored, this is what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to strap the bottom of your half of your body to a chair and make you play solitaire all damn night. Now, who the hell is it?
Nah, man, see, you wouldn't get down and do aunt like that, would you, bro?
What's up, aunt, damn it? I know, I ain't going to do Unk like that, you know what I'm saying? I see, Unk, man, listen, we know Unk ain't bored. He about 15 people, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way this man bored. Y'all got it? What's up?
Hey, you know, just different attributes, man, just different attributes. But on the real, man, always love your vibes, man, and thank you so much for being a part of our great company of WBNN, man, and bringing these subjects. Let me just chime in right quick, man. First of all,
yes,
my
sir.
Whole entire life, man, there's too many things to do while serving this sentence. And that's why it's called a life. If you really look at it, it's a term. It's for a period of time. So it's too many different things, man, to do. And I always occupied myself, man. I give thanks for, you know, me being born the love child of parents that was in love. When they procreated me, man, and I came out, I always was an advanced child. You know, I was able to actually walk before I crawled and actually spoke whole sentences. I didn't do all of that my, dad type of stuff. So I always was pretty advanced. You get what I'm saying? And from that time period, even up to now, man, my thinking ability has always been top-notch. And like I say, when you look at so many things to do in this world – It's too many things to do. I mean, natural things to do. And by being a child of nature and Father Time, man, that, you know, there's so many things that the ancestors had paved the way for us to learn during the course of serving a sentence here, man. There's just too many things. But like the saying goes, now, if you're going to be struck with boredom, not you per se, but just the attentive listening audience, then something is wrong because there's too many things to do. And then let me also throw this out there right quick. There's a lot of stuff that's going on, man, because people are bored. They want to get into these, you know, taking these synthetic drugs and stuff like that to try to occupy their mind, right? When the greatest high that anyone can ever get is when you get real knowledge of self or who and what you are and where you come from. There's nothing on earth that can compare to that, man. Also, look, I'm a host of this great company. My next advancement, because no more time for lessons, would be the 19th of this month. And I have a special honored guest, Jeffrey Delight Knight Saunders, and we'll be speaking about sexual energies. So definitely call in, chime in, put your thoughts in, and we're going to get it in and see what it is that make us want to engage in such a noteworthy or natural activity amongst human and living beings.
Okay, okay. Now, that's heavy. That's heavy right there, man. You know what I mean? But I got a question. Just real quick before you go. Have you ever did something out of turn or put out of error based upon boredom?
You know, again, I always been, you know, it's never been me, man. I mean, honestly, just too many things to do. From basketball, I always was fascinated with learning, and especially once I realized to be able to be in control of my thought patterns, you know, it was just too many things for me to do. So no, I can't say that actually applied to me, man. It applied to a lot of people around me, and that's probably why I never got addicted to anything outside of me. So I pretty much was addicted to learning. So that pretty much occupied all of my mind and all of my time this year.
You heard that, y'all. That's from the Magic Man. You know what I'm saying? That's from the Magic Man. Thanks, Unc, for that. You know what I'm saying? We that's heavy on the jewelry box. You know what I'm saying? We getting away with that one. We ain't got to snatch nothing, smash and grab nothing. That was heavy with that Elastis for a few. You know what I mean? But we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
Yeah. Started out tight, also right, miles ultra bright. It was worth the fight. Remember we used to talk on the boardwalk, counting our names and chalk. Gave kitchens and parks, now it's missing the spark. Can't light the flame, ain't quite the same. That's life in the game, ain't really liking the fame, but I deal with it. On the road, you the only reason I'm still with it. I gotta blow. A long time ago, I made the promise to buy you garments, to hold you down, ma, but to be honest, I know I could've called you more, even though my niggas hustling in Baltimore. I'd call, you call, you call, I'd call, but I ain't calling no more. Callin' you call, cause you call.
Yeah. Hey, yo, yo. Clint Lickin', Big Dick Dickin', Shorty Wild Party Stop, Al Fifth with Nickin', Al Rip the Fiffin', I ain't playin' with you, Paul. Leave your shit split and take a quick trip to Wichita. Bitches saw Sean on the TV screen, said the nigga look good, but he still seem mean. Bitches thinkin' I'm a basket case, you can act the vet, should've brought the bitch a bastard net. I'm giving you dick, I'm living in debt, you giving me lip, ripping about a living room set, might smack off half of your face, type wild, quite foul, rip your eyebrows with masking tape. I don't care no more, I turned it with the po-po that flare for show.
Keep walking, keep leaving, keep going,
yeah,
back,
yeah.
Not all
we went from run catch and kiss to some blunt passing shit, now I hump that front back, dump that and split. Started out cool, Bessie had pulled, dunks in the water, get your strokes off my daughter. Pardon me, miss, I couldn't resist. Slim waist, fat ass, and some C-cup tits.
You wanna see rough lips? Shit. You wanna see rough dick? First you said all you want is love and affection. Now you wanna show thug a little respect, Wayne. The question that I have for you, why you love to do the half you do? Let me ask you. Suppose I was in the back of that rose and my lap was a rose for a chick named Rose that I really was supposed to keep. You ain't no owning me, you off now, you can cross the street.
Keep walking, keep walking, keep running my life.
Yo, you hear that, man? You know what I'm saying? That's some boot camp click flavor. You feel what I'm saying? Sean P, you know what I mean? Shout out to my man. You feel me? It's my man right there. So, yeah, we out here. We talking about boredom. We talking about boredom, right? And it appears that we have another caller. You know what I'm saying? Now, caller, if you're that bored, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna make it write your name and write there's shit to do 1,000 times. Who is it?
Nah, we ain't even gonna pass the number 50 player. This is Jetty Tracker, Soul Genius Shampoo Show. What's going on with you, God?
Oh my man, I'm glad you stopped in. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? My man all here. What's going on? What light can you shine on us tonight? You know what I'm saying? Because I know you glistening, bling, blinging. What kind of bling you got on for us? You know what I'm saying? You from the bling zeros.
Listen, bro, first of all, I just want to give you flowers because this is a great topic. This is something that's underrated, in my opinion, just talking about boredom and the dangers of it. So the only light that I'm going to shine is something that you already done talked about, is something that the great Jerry Petito done already touched on. Shout out to Jerry Petito, too, with her lovely gems and that beautiful poetry that she blessed your program with earlier today.
Yes,
I mean,
yes,
tonight,
Lord.
Pardon on that, you know, but I'm going to keep it 100. Boredom, scale, and I judge certain things about certain people by the way that they use boredom and how many times that they say that they bored. I don't really trust people that say that they bored too many times because there's too many things that's going on in life for you to be that bored. It's something that you either destroying about yourself or something that you're destroying about your external environment. And I say that on some type time when I was just going through my Facebook the other day, and I – just going through my younger phases, I used to see myself saying, yeah, I'm bored, I'm bored, I'm bored a lot. And every time I said that, I always followed it up with, I'm about to get me a fifth. I'm about to get me some Henny. I'm about to get me some E&J. I'm going to roll up this. I'm about to pop this. I'm about to do this, do that, do that. It was always followed up with some type of self-destructive activity, me being bored. And when you grow up to a certain place and you get to a certain level of maturity, you realize there ain't goddamn thing to be bored about. Between stressing about life, between bills, between family responsibilities, between investments, between manifesting your goals, your dreams, between socializing, between discerning snakes from weasels, from rats, between making sure that your circle tight, between all the things that have to do with being able to keep your foundation settled, ain't no such thing as you being bored. If you say that you bored one too many times, I can't trust you, bud.
Oh, man. And you know what? I have to agree with that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real shit for 2000 on, you know. Yeah, that's some real Alex Trebek shit right there, my man. You know what I mean? I'd say. So, yeah, because at the end of the day, right, this is what I'm going to say, folks. You know what I mean? There are three types of boredoms where a person is prevented from engaging things that they want to do, one of the activities, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? Where they sitting the bench and all that, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to be on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Or when a person is forced to engage in an unwanted activity, you know what I'm saying? Like playing cards with old people or some shit, you know what I mean? Or when people are unable, for some reason, they unable to maintain engagement in any activity altogether. They realize that they whack as shit at everything. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I got to say about that. So tell us, Jetty. Tell us when we going to light up the Kingsford.
Oh, man, you know what? We're going to get some things cooking tomorrow evening for Soul Genius Shampoo, where I'm going to have none other than the brother that y'all hear right now, Clev One, as the guest speaker for my show tomorrow night at 9:30, only on the WBNN Beverly Nation, right here on y'all ears and y'all stations and y'all radio waves, and like the brother always says, y'all satellites as well. So make sure that y'all tune in and get y'all frequency right and tight. Brother, I love you. Y'all keep on dropping them gems. Brother O, I see you doctoring that DJing and DJing that doctoring. Y'all keep on doing your thing. I love you, and I'm out.
Oh, man. Love you, brother. You know what I mean? You heard that. That's Jetty A-Track. You know what I'm saying? Live and direct. And before I stab out one time, before Brother O gets on the wheels to steal, bad as shit children sometimes come into play when you're bored. Track next by international DJ legend Dr. N. Yozy.
Peace, dog.
Peace.
Hey, yo, who the fuck beepin' the guard? Peepin' the guard. Groupie hoe from a show, wanna sleep with the guard. Want a late night creep with the guard. Wanna fuck all night till she tired, count sheep with the guard. She like, bruh, could you eat me, guard? Hell no, ho. You must think something sweet with the guard. Don't try to get deep with the guard. Don't try to conversate and hold hands down the street with the guard. She thinkin' about leaving the guard. I don't care, it's up to you to choose, bitch. Even the odds, even my squad. Said she be deceiving you, guard. She's an atheist, she ain't even believe. Leave it to God. See the retraction, bitch, she got heat for the guard. So I backsmack the left side of the cheek on the broad. Now I done wrote a lot of goddamn rhymes, but this time I must be out of my goddamn mind.
The arm, leg, arm, head, garnish your bread. When no church department dead. All praise the AKs and coffins. When God in the spot, you see the devil often. You scared, go to church. You scared, get a dog, nigga, this chill hurts. Pardon me, God, can you speak to him? Please show him the light. Don't even do
it. See, you wanna get with the God. Then get slick and try to slip me lost. You may think that I'm on. Give us free like armor, star. Now these dudes try to beat the God. Like I ain't live up the block where the murder was born. Now these dudes are supposedly hard. But they ran to police when I pulled the rod. The actions of a cowardly broad. But I had one jail pass, one last card. Who in the street with the guard? Got 100 grand you can eat with the guard. Just ain't nothing sweet with the guard. Got to come a little better, took a pee with the guard. Damn pee with the guard. 40 in your face, we your soul be charged. Dig out your pocket, snatch a little ward. Give half the price, cause we peas in the car. I heard that nigga fast speaking to God. Damn, that's fucked up. It wasn't like that last week with the guard. That nigga's going to clap heat at the guard. I ain't saying shit. I'ma let the gas speak for the guard. If your shit fat, you can get on the track with the guard. If your shit wack, you can't get on the track with the guard. Fuck, I look like a bitch ass niggas is the shook type. Missy on the chorus, the song is whack with the look type. Now I done wrote a lot of goddamn rhymes, but this time I must be out of my goddamn mind. Everybody wanna rap like the guard. Go out of town and grab the pound and sell crack for the guard. You ain't gotta do that for the guard. All you gotta do is top the LP you brought crack for the guard.
To me. The arm, leg, arm, head, garnish your bread. When no church be partner dead. All praise the AKs and coffins. When God in the spot, you see the devil
open.
You scared, go to church. You scared, get a dog, nigga, this chill hurts. Pardon me, dog, can you speak to him? Please show him the light. Don't need to
do it. Everybody wanna rap like the guard. Got to come a little better, took a peek with the guard. I wanna roll a lot of goddamn rhymes, but this time I must be out of my goddamn mind.
Yeah, You heard that, man. We rocking with the Boot Camp Click. Sean P, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, you know what I'm saying? We on air, live, from Lagos. 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. And I believe someone wanted to join the conversation. Now, if you're bored, this is what I'm going to make your ass do. I'm going to make you do jumping jacks while you're counting backwards. Who the hell is it?
Hi, Cliff. This is Mo Garman calling from Philadelphia. How are you?
Oh, hey. How you doing, Mo Garman? How you doing tonight, sweetheart? What's happening?
I'm doing great. Your topic is funny. When you talk about boredom, I was having flashbacks of my childhood because I used to be one of those students that always knew the answers in class and the teacher never called on them, right? So I used to sit there and just get bored. Because I just knew all the information. So I'd sit there and be like, okay, here we go again. Another day, I'm going to sit here and she's not going to call on me or he's not going to call on me. So I was often overlooked in class. So I was bored.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing with that type of boredom. You got borderline boredom right there because you were actually benefiting from your boredom based on the fact that your boredom came from engineering your mind at a faster pace than others.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Where there's tricky gears to this here.
True.
I started
tutoring other students. She actually had to give me a job. She had me tutoring other students in class. So
yes.
That's the only
yes.
way I got rid of the boredom.
Yes, and this is an example of how boredom can be creative boredom, where it engineers the individual to come up with ideas creatively for them to idolize their time wisely. You know what I'm saying? Where you're like, you put gas in your gas tank and you know how to drive. You're not just whipping around the corner for no damn reason when you know you could just walk the store right there.
Right.
You know, you're wasting gas, so you preserve your gas, you know what I'm saying? So that's how you do it. You know, come up with creative things to preserve what it is and how you engineer your mind and your thought processing, you know what I'm saying? That's what's up, Mo. Thanks for the jewelry there, you know what I mean? What kind of jewelry was that, a bracelet or a necklace?
it was both.
Oh, a whole set, you know what I'm saying? We out of here at 10 today's.
I want to tell you that my show, Breaking the Silence, will be on October the 6th, this Friday. And we're going to be exploring if you're a gold digger, if you have a gold digger mentality or not.
Oh, what the flip mode is the squad? Gold diggers in the building? What the hell? Well, everybody got to sew their pockets up, fellas. Everybody get your pockets sewed up, you know. You know? Cash App, make sure your Cash App don't work. Mo coming out
that's
here
right,
with all the gold diggers.
Right. Close your bank account.
Oh, that's what's up, Mo. So thanks for stopping in. You know what I'm saying? You know, I guess you know, we bored as shit talking all of this, so you came in and helped us out a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, but we're going to get into a track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi, Sean P.
Yeah. Fucking onion head bad motherfucker. Let's go, fucker. Huh? Stupid motherfucker. Let's rhyme, man. Brown bill. Got to rhyme. Yeah, felonious monk. Let's go. Yo, and yo. Bitch homie, the Swiss army knife in my hand. Know this shit corny, but it can end the life of your fam. Niggas know Sean nice with the hands. Watch me punch up your face, dig in your pockets, leave you right where you stand. Got a dumb bitch that live in Japan. Black belt, sub dick, chop bricks with a hand. Arigato, Sean Price slick like El Gato. Three-piece suit in the booth, ain't shit cute. Might smack off half your smile. Go to court with a suit, smack the other half after trial. Plead the fifth, that niggas better plead the eighth. Don't leave your face fucked up, now your niece is rape. I'm bugging. E-pills, mushrooms, and dust. Got that nigga Sean P in the mood to bust. Sean P, the motherfucking all-time great. New York, the NC, nigga, the all-round state. Run.
Coast to coast, he traveled the land. Left footprints and grains of sand. It's
Sean P. Motherfuckers ain't as nice as me. And if they is, they would've been Sean. That's fucked up for you, you should've been on. Grabbing the chin. Trump rappers need to grab up a pen. Write some ill shit, nigga, and let the madness begin. Rhyming for dough, no money, pa, rhyming for dough. No partners, just me, highlighting the show. Niggas said I lost my image when I cut off my dreads. But I'm the nicest nigga out, Duke. Fuck what you said, let it be known. Gold ring embedded with stone. So when I punch you in the head, this shit is dead up your dome. Niggas running up, asking about rock. I'll send your ass to heaven, motherfucker. Ask God about Pac, ask about Big, motherfucker, ask about Pun. Gangsta rappers can't fight, so they rap about guns. One.
Your boy Olasky. Put on here, man. Yeah. Ask your mama.
Yo, you had P out here killing it, you know what I'm saying? And we back talking about boredom. Because, you know, check this out. It's a lot of bored niggas in jail, I'd say. Hold on, wait. It's your jello here. I mean, gremlins, you know what I mean? But look, we got a caller, you know what I'm saying? Caller 5. Now, check this out. If you're bored, this is what I'm going to make you do. I'm going to make you make shish kebabs till you got carpal tunnel. Now, who is it?
It's Terry Strim, clever one, and I do have carpal tunnel.
Oh, well, check this out. I hope you can use your feet because you're still going to make shish kebabs, damn it. Now, what's going on?
How you doing? I'm loving this topic tonight, boredom. And as usual, you got a topic out there to make us think the clever one way.
So here's my 2 cents, clever, on boredom. You know, when you were a kid, you know, as a child, you know, you need your parents or some adult to either entertain you, to help manage you, to provide, you know, something for you to do, because you don't know how to do that, you know, when you're a kid. You know what I mean? You don't know how to do that without getting in trouble and things like that. Now, unfortunately, we got a lot of adult children out here. But when you're older and a person suffers from boredom, yeah, you do have different types of boredom. But when I think about that, I think about a person who is afraid to fail, who's afraid to challenge themselves, and because they're afraid to fail. And then when they do that, they end up getting in trouble, and it's all because they're living in fear. And I think a lot of people that you were talking about who end up in prison, that's kind of what was going on, that they were really afraid to really apply themselves and fail, and then say that they're bored and end up getting in trouble or something like that and not really maximizing their potential. So that's just my, you know, that's what I think. Because if you're out here trying to live, trying to better yourself, you're never really bored. I mean, if anything, you're overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do. I think most of us who are out here grinding and trying are trying to find more time to do all the things that we need to do or whatever. But being bored, nah, I don't think so. But that's just my 2 cents. You know, this is your show, so you gotta let me know.
Righteously, no, you know, righteously, we always respect the jury from the elders, you know what I mean, who've been out here hip-hopping longer than us, you know what I'm saying? You know, you feel me? So, you know, what you say is very golden for us, you know what I'm saying? These are the ancient gems that some of us can't find. You know what I mean? To understand. So sometimes we need to hear it from someone a little more seasoned than us. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Gotcha.
So tell us, let them know what you got, OJ. Let them know.
Yeah. So my next show is, well, I believe, is on the 26th
I believe it's on the 24th. My next show is on the 24th, Spirituality, New Perspective with Terry Strength. I don't know what I'm going to talk about yet, but I'll put something together.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be some hot shit. I'm sure it's going to be hot.
But thanks for having me on, Clev, and thanks for this topic. Outstanding
stuff. Absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. And before we get into a track, you know what I'm saying, people, I just want to get into this. People who frequent bars because of boredom, you know what I'm saying, like the women who go to the bar to socialize out of boredom, becoming friendly and all those type of things and et cetera, getting drinks bought for them, you know what I'm saying, then becomes irritated with life, the blame on the type of men we have out here, not realizing her boredom is what attracts her undesirable companionships. Track next by international DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
Yeah.
La música de Harry Fraud.
I can tell by your beard you don't love a law. You got the Brian Gumbel face. It go waste removal. We dispose brothers. Embarrassing the family. Keisha Cole mother. Man down, stand down, blam brown. That bitch nigga thinking that me and my camp clowns. Listen, ringling brothers and barning them bells. I'm strangling brothers, I'm harming them daily. I shoot a fair one with the midget. Duke, I shoot an air gun at a pigeon. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
Y'all niggas is belly weights. Fucking with the white with the Tony Montana face. Andre Iguodala, I smack shit out of you, make your padre give me dollars. I'm not just a rapper, I'm a painter by trade. Abstract art, just throw a grenade to your brains. Word to me, your mind, every word from D. Devon. I smack shit out of niggas dressing like he is Sean.
The beat crazy on the daily. Surf bullets across your temple, get grazed it. Blood pouring out that vein, that's not wavy. All I do in this world is get the money mainly. All I want in this world, my pretty little G's, 4 pound in a Chanel clutch. Yeah, that's sweet for the life. I'll put your brain next to your feet. Break all your toy soldiers and make it complete. Then take a couple double shots with the team and party like it's 2020 on the beach. Life is what you make it, so I made it iconic. I fuck her so good, yeah, my dick is bionic. I'm dope like chronic, I'm nasty like vomit. I spit up a verse, on your level, I'm beyond it. Black Mafia, infamous, on that mob shit. Baby, you are now rocking with the best. We good regardless.
A mí me encanta la letra C. Tiene un flow tan fancy. Y me encanta el antecedente. No puedo dejar de pensar en la letra C. Es lo mejor que hay.
As for the ghost, D-Block. Yeah.
I hear you talking, but it don't mean shit. Cause niggas will pop on you like Seal Team. Cheers to the killers and limousines, dose from Thailand, with a ship through the Philippines, soak in kerosene and thrown in the guillotine, burnt with your head cut off, you don't dream, your gelatin, my skeleton is like Wolverine, your family come for revenge, blow them to smithereens, I'm like Morpheus on opiates, Matrix, facelift with the can opener, gabbing on the stand whenever the van open up. Spit it hit your face like a rawhide. Bullets hit your teeth like a fluoride. I'ma bring you through hell, be the tour guide. What you want, the Hulk or the 4-5? Don't you ask me about no rappers, they could all die.
We back, live from Lagos. Dial in 516-453-9333. Press 1 to join the conversation. You know what I'm saying? Now, we got another caller in queue. Now, caller, if you're bored, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to drop you off drop your ass right on off to the hood rat daycare and make you change diapers all damn day. Now, who the hell is it?
Man, you a trip, man. This is Jesus. Honor to you, hubby. How you doing?
Oh, love, God damn it. Who is this, Jesus?
He's something else, man. I love you, girl.
What in the wide world? What's going on, woman?
Honor, honey, just chilling, listening to you for the past hour and enjoying you in that poem from Jerry Petito. She do it every
time,
man.
Oh, man, shout out to Jerry Petito, you know what I'm saying? The next
right.
top
Jersey
mama.
Girl.
Trust me.
Yes,
trust me.
Another
all
kid.
The way live with
another kid.
Yo, I believe
yeah,
Jerry's
baby,
a rapper.
She... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad you showed up, love, and hang gliding. You must got your backpacks on like Laura Croft.
You
mean you
trip,
got
man. How you doing in Philly?
Oh, everything is gracious, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It ain't snowing yet, so I ain't doing no liquid swords action yet.
It's coming, too. It's
you know
coming.
What I'm saying? So
but
what,
yeah,
you, what you got?
Chilling,
well, listen.
I
well,
get chilling,
I got
laying
you,
back. Listen. I'm
listen,
sorry.
Listen. Since I got you on here, right? I want to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Right now,
okay.
The boredom, as far as boredoms, because you're going to give it to me raw. What's more bored? What's more foul from boredom? You know what I mean? Bored police officers harassing people, you know what I'm saying, for no damn reason, or people on social medias catfishing people for no damn reason. Which one
what
is...
Can you help me with the catfish? What do catfishing mean, though?
So catfish is this. Say you're a fat midget and you're bald-headed, you know what I'm saying, and you got one leg. But on your picture, you look like Beyonce's twin sister.
Oh,
that's a porno star.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Damn. Well, I'm going to go... I'm going to go with... Well, social media is bigger than the police who are bored, and it's not only not for no reason. A lot of police, not all of them, many police, I'm sure many know this or have the same perspective or a fucking opinion, the truth. Many police, not all, join the force due to them being bullied at home and in school and in their neighborhood, and this is like the spirit of vengeance, not for all police, but there are many. When it comes to the catfishing on social media, as a people, I would say we need to be more in our intuitive self. And where the fuck is our mind at anyway? Seeking for people on the internet, depending on where you are, because a lot of artists meet on the internet, people who do art, book clubs, you know, authors who write books, you know. So with the, yo, back in New York, man, when I was in New York and shit, back in the late 90s, when you used to jump on the phone chat, the little date chat. See, it was more safe back then. It was
oh,
a snatch.
Little party line joint. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know, look.
Yo, I used to meet brothers at the Garden, at Madison Square Garden, because what had happened was tired of a man looking like Denzel, but then when I meet him, the motherfucker look like Flavor Flav. Come on, man. You know what I'm saying? So what I would do is I'd be like, I'd meet you at the Larry Bird picture at Madison Square Garden, you know what I'm saying, or the Michael Jordan picture. That way I go stand, you know, from the side of the subway, go look at dude to see if I need to just jump back on the train or can I go into the city with him. So I learned how to work it out that way, man. That was in the 90s. Now it's kind of it's really dangerous out here with meeting people online, especially without your intuitive self. So that's what I say to both of them, family word.
Yeah. Oh, that was heavy. You know what I'm saying? Jesus, y'all. Shout out to Jesus. What kind of jewelry was that, Jesus? I know that was some real salt and pepper jewelry right there. Big Dookie rope chains over there with the big-ass earrings on. That was that kind of jewelry.
Right. I just took the bamboo earrings off. They was getting heavy, man. That was after 9 o'clock. Too heavy.
You heard that. Right. So let us know what you're doing. Let us know what you're doing, sister.
Well, my show is coming up. Sheesh, soon. Our producer, here, my brother. Oh, the baddest DJ in the land. What you saying?
You
he'll
better
be
believe
hitting
it.
Me up soon because my show is coming up maybe this Thursday or next Thursday, man.
It's next Thursday, y'all, for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting nominee for the class of 2022, Christine Jesus Pyle, Hempstead, New York, Long Island, Gia.
You heard that, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So thank you for stopping by, sweetheart, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I will be taking something out the freezer for next time. Track next by International DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
What up?
What up?
What's my name?
My name is Nigel Frank.
It's Sean P.
Sean P.
That's how we do it, yo. Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sean P.
Sean P.
Agalong.
Yeah,
gain the bloodline. Straight music.
Straight music.
Yo. Yeah, we all cool, Paul. Anybody can get it. Winchester's, Remington's, any shot, and I hit it, yo. Dress sloppy, but my rap is dapper. Watch Rosewood go outside and slap a cracker. Yo, various thousands, various hot shit. Kill the nigga on the train with Barry Sly, they do. Bottom line, you ain't ready for rough. With your girl, Duke, I'm ready to fuck. Due to knowledge, I'm ill. Especially when the girl swallowing pills. Spazz out on your bitch while she gobble my deals. All my niggas with the drama for real. Rough dread, Aguilar, body armor still. Swapping the bill, untouchable. Sean Connors got killed. Y'all niggas chill for your mama get killed. Yo, what? Untouchable. Sean Connors got killed. Y'all niggas chill for your mama get killed.
And
yeah,
we gon' give it all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. My niggas,
my niggas keep rising to the top.
And we gon' give it all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. All my niggas keep rising to the top. Oh my,
everyone, welcome to the gangsta world of Aguilar, where it's me and my niggas, my bitches, my guns, and my cars. My dogs don't care, they'll kill these rap stars. I like riding around with a gangsta broad. I'm a gangsta dog. Go with the shotty, or I'm shanking y'all. Wind up in prison, no thanks to y'all. Come back to the block, then I break your balls. Get murked right on the spot so we don't have to brawl. Listen up, Paul, don't fuck with Aguilar. None of these niggas can never see the catalog. I flip to any style, Paul, press record. Give me a million, that's how you bless the Lord. Bullshit me, I won't even step to y'all. Consider this shit, this is what I left with y'all. Look at all the hot shit that I kept from y'all.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. My nigga, my nigga, keep rising to the top.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. All my niggas keep rising to the top. All my niggas.
There's music in the air. Lots of loving everywhere.
Everybody get it right.
Everybody get it right. There's smoke all in the air. Everybody wanna share.
Niggas is getting high. Niggas is getting high.
I love spitting raps and flows. I love getting stacks of dough. Like I love hitting rats and hoes. I'm in the club with a stash, yo. Why you bumping me, guard? Acting up in front of company, guard. Got some shit up in the trunk of my car. We can fight right now, you get lumped in the bar. Bottom line, Duke, fuck you all. Spit two gym stars out my mouth, give you a couple of scars.
The flame from rockin' Aguilar,
yeah.
And Lennon is spitly. We come through like this from Brooklyn, my niggas hope for Shitley. My niggas like Blick, Street Dappy, reppin' with me. My nigga Ike Oz, yo, I call him Ike Italy. It's Agalitly, featuring Sean Prittley. We don't waste no time, we take care of this quickly. For real, my Nidley, about to get off the Hitley. For Sidley, you know where I'm at, my nigga hit me. They got me with me, through the streets I move swiftly. You want war with a nigga party, come and get me.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. My nigga,
oh, my nigga, keep rising to the top.
And we gon' give this all that we got.
Blow the spot, keep rising to the top. Oh my nigga, keep rising to the top. Oh my nigga.
Music in the air, lots of love in everywhere.
Everybody get it right.
Everybody wanna share.
Everybody getting high.
California, a little bit of, you know, juice. The juice is here, baby. His name is Clef One. I'm Olasky.
Yeah, yo, shout out to Sean P. Shout out to my man Aguilar on that track right there. You know what I'm saying? That was fire right there. You know what I mean? I remember that one. You know what I'm saying? Grand Theft Auto 3. You know what I'm saying? All stars lit up. But, yo, you know what I'm saying? Listen, check this out, yo. We got Call 8 and Q, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Call 8 and Q. Who the hell is it? Because I'll make you watch tutorials all damn night. Who is it? Ain't nobody there. They must have changed their mind, oh. You know what I'm saying?
No, they on there. They got to unmute themselves to talk right now on these stations.
Oh, hold on. They must be bored. So bored that their mouth don't work. You can't go.
Okay, there she is.
Who the hell is this?
Yeah, I'm Gina Storm, and I'm notorious for talking while on mute. I'm trying not to be mutating or to be a mutant tonight, but it just happened to kick in. I did not realize that it was me.
Who is this woman?
I'm Gina Storm. I am alone.
Yes. How you doing tonight? How you doing tonight, Sugar Dip?
I'm happy to be here. I was like, I'm listening. I'm bobbing my head to the music, and I was listening to Jesus, and all I can say is I'm glad that I had a chance to make it.
Oh, well, I'm glad you make it, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, somebody would have been coming to kidnap you instead with all this fun you got going on with you. We weren't going to let you be bored nowhere by yourself. We were going to kidnap your ass.
I feel you.
What's up? Let me know what's good. Listen, let me know. Have boredom ever led you to do anything undesirable or unbeneficial for yourself?
Oh, no. I stay focused.
Oh, man. Focus, woman. That's what I'm talking about.
I can't remember the last time I was bored because I stay busy.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Where you calling from, actually?
I'm calling from Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Breezing in like a lost dollar and I ride outside of Chicago. Don't get me started now.
Some of the
best
cooking you ever had. Some of the best cooking you ever had.
Hold up. Let me know. I'm going to take something out. What's going on? Where we go?
I be throwing down with groceries. I smothered cabbage and I fried some chicken in the air fryer for my mom. So I need sweet potatoes and cornbread from scratch.
Oh, man, that sounds wonderful. You know what I mean? I got to fall asleep right now trying to eat that. You see what I'm saying? You feel
right.
Me? Won't even need no utensils. You dig it? I'm old school.
Absolutely.
From the sand.
I feel
you. You see what I'm saying?
Me too.
So,
yeah.
So I appreciate you coming through, coming to give me a shout out. You know what I'm saying? Because we was talking about boredom. You know what I mean? And, of course, you wasn't bored tonight because you gave me some love. You know what I mean?
Facts.
Facts, facts, paper. You know what I mean? So,
wait
yes,
a minute, wait a minute,
tell them
wait
who
a minute.
You are again.
Wait,
well, hold on, wait.
Wait a minute, brother. Here we go. Gina, do a hardcore freestyle. Let this man know who you are. Alumni of WBNN Beverly Nation. You know what I'm saying? This young lady, you know what I mean, not only started her show with trio of King Cadence and, you know, Desire, but had her own show called Perfect Storm right here. Legendary, you know what I mean? 16 straight championships without a loss, 16-0. So give me some hard coal.
All right, I got you. This will be off the dome. Title it potency. That'd be real. I'd be raw. I'd be lucky never saw. I'm not really seeing the distance because I'm up close and personal. I have poetic potency. It's indigenous to me. I cut my teeth before entering these streets beyond the norm. I'm crazy, sexy, cool, I'm storm, ready to spit, because I'm with the shit. See, I'm one of the members of so many collectives that my poetry can't be stopped. Don't forget, My group might be small, but I'm also part of a collective that's mighty. I'm one of the poets that'll let you know rightly. If you mispronounce my name and call me Jenna rather than Gina, I'll have to stop you immediately because I am Gina with an E, storm like inclement weather, but I'm sunshine on a rainy day. In case you hadn't heard so before, then you heard it on this day. I like to stay easy like Sunday morning, but if I get stagnant, I will not be bored. I've always got something I can do. I'm destined for greatness, no longer shackled because I am now free, potency of my poetic potency in peace.
Ooh, yo, listen, you got the texture and everything, you know what I'm saying? I might have to send a helicopter out for you, you feel what I'm saying? That's what I got to say about that. Brother
Word.
O, Dr. O, I will have a conversation with you about this one.
Yeah, you know, it's, you know, championship feeling, championship performances. You know, this man right here, Gina Storm, last year was the Linear New Host of the Year of WBNN, Rookie of the Year. And, of course, Gina Storm was part of that magic in 2019 with her trio, you know what I mean?
Yes,
for Rio.
Yes, I'm being
here. Oh.
We legit.
Listen now, out of Chicago area, Joliet, where the prison, you know what I mean, where they force feed you cheese underneath a storm, you know what I mean, when you're in solitary confinement. Check your satellite.
Oh, man, listen, and we know we all get a turn. Some of us real folks get a turn with that, you know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that guy had they turn and turned their lives around from that turn. You feel what I'm saying? That's all I got to say about that. Because check this out, you know what I mean? You know, you got all types of things out here. People who do all types of frivolous things, scribble on their bodies when you're bored, you know what I mean? Where you become a human etch-a-sketch, especially in prison, you know what I mean? Getting pictures and words tatted all on yourself, you know what I'm saying? Hanging, like that's like hanging posters and shit all over your bedroom. That's what you do to your body, you know what I mean? You know, a lot of eyesores for certain people, you know what I'm saying? Or gremlins. Willie, they dirt bites. That's all I'm saying to you. But, yo, thanks for stopping by, you know what I'm saying, because these are the things that I got to say about this hit. You know what I mean? You know, I want people to know that for women, learn how to sew. Learn how to design things. Make some jewelry. You know what I'm saying? You know, exercise, you know what I'm saying, you know, that body, get the body right, gain some flavor, you know what I'm saying, some confidence. Don't just rely on social media, you know what I mean, you know, and all those type of things. You humiliate yourself, you know what I'm saying, you know, and all those types of things. So, you know, shout out to all the women that's out here striving, you know what I mean, you know. Hey, Brother O, can I get some Ngozi time?
But before we do that, now we got a word from our commissioner. And she heard you tonight. You know what I mean? The fifth reigning. You know what I mean? Also a Lydia New Host of the Year, Class of 2021. And then she got that Anna Waddell spirit, you know what I'm saying? Winning that championship last year, Host of the Year overall, the great Dr. Jizzy.
Hey, what's up, Clev? How are you? Everybody, this is Dr. Chinchilla J, WBNN Commissioner, a.k.a. the Queen of Justice. And I enjoyed the show tonight, Clev. You know, dangers of an idle mind, and that is very dangerous, you know, for people to sit around and, you know, have nothing to do, not being productive, not being constructive, but always being destructive. So an idle mind definitely leads to destruction, that leaves people just open to do all types of things and get into mischief, especially children and even adults. So please, people, do something. Read a book, okay? Stay off of the video games and all kinds of stupid crap y'all watch on TV and on social media, just doing ridiculous things. Get some knowledge. You know, the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And, you know, leading a book, and not just any book, read a book that's going to, like, really enlighten you, enhance yourselves, and, you know, take up a trade, a skill, learn something, utilize your talents, and, you know, it's just ridiculous. But, Clev, you know, hey, you were good. And always, of course, funny. You make me laugh all the time with the stuff you say, the stuff that come out your mouth. It's so hilarious. And good to hear from Jesus tonight and Mo and Jerry and, you know, all the others that called in tonight. And I really enjoyed it. And thank you, Clev, for bringing us another good one. And the music, Brother O, DJ Olasky, Dr. O, should I say. You know, the music was, yeah. Well, you know me with the music, with the rap stuff, but anyway, it was still, you know, the stuff that people like, you know, so, hey, I ain't gotta like it, but others do, so, you know, but hey, a great night overall, Clev, and you're just doing your thing, 2022 Linear New Host of the Year. So I'm going to sign off, but y'all tune in Sunday night to News Forum. Airs every Sunday night, broadcast live right here on WBNN. This Sunday, we're going to be featuring a couple new wrongful conviction cases, and we're going to also be talking about what happened at the rally that we had on Wrongful Conviction Awareness Day and some really great stuff that has transpired since the rally. So we're going to be sharing all that with you on Sunday. And for those of y'all that have been listening to News Forum, okay, and y'all have been knowing that the guy Tanner Way was missing like for 3.5 weeks, and he was a no-show Sunday night on the show when he was supposed to be on because he resurfaced. But guess what? He showed up at the rally in Harrisburg, y'all. So we're going to talk about all that stuff on Sunday. And we got some special stuff in store for y'all. And Coach Jay will, of course, be on, giving us the highlights of the week in sports. So anyway, thank y'all for listening and giving me this time.
All right, you heard that. That was Dr. Lady Chinchilla, y'all. You feel what I'm saying? Coming through, stabbing in. You know what I'm saying? Wonderful woman, very important to the industries out here, you know what I'm saying? But, yes, we're going to get the Ndozi time going.
Well, of course, to my wonderful and outstanding honorable commissioner, Dr. Chinchilla J, you ain't going to like this song either.
Shut the fuck up and record the shit, man. If I can't, then beat the shit out you, B. Hold up. Boom, by eight, nigga. Let's go.
You can catch me in your tenement, doing too much drugs. Straight Jimi Hendrixen. Pop the drink of my mom's on dope. Pick up the bad habit, now they guard you both. Popping some pills, sniffing the line, drinking some wine. Up in the club, grabbing my gun, fucking with Sean. Bling, 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 bling. It's the Sean Frank thing. Too many clowns want the crown, but they only one king. I'm the king, X Rock, there is none higher. Bitch ass niggas better call me Sire. Burn my kingdom, must use fire. Big bag of weed, the Duchess of Easy Water, yo. Rough addict, drug habit and all. Bust mad is false static, I ain't fucking with y'all. Don't get my hands dirty, I got room. That spray, quick to kill a motherfucker like Boombayah. Yeah. True High, what up? Yeah, yeah. Buckshot, what up? Yeah, yeah. Big Rock, what up? Yeah, yeah. Tech-a-Till, what up? Yo. First name Sean, last name Price. I step in the ring weighing at even 200. Lost 20 pounds of evil, fucking around with evil. So I took a trip to Jack LaLanne. Got my weight back like that when I snatched the chain. Dude, I'm hardcore, far more than the average and charcoal. I smoke more than your bastards. Y'all niggas ain't fucking with Ruck. Wildin' out like a dust in my Dutch, motherfucker. Stupid bitches think the God got plenty dough. Just because they throw a motherfucker up on Jenny Jones. Have to step back and laugh at these hoes. I'm Sean Price, the broken rapper, you know. Nice to meet ya. Ike Turner when rockin' the
wife beat her. You step on my toes, holding your wife with my chicks. Yeah, Rusty Shooks, what up? Yo, yo. Illinois, what up? Yo, yo. Elroy, what up? Yo, yo. Seth Lowe, what up? Yo. First name Sean, last name Price. You can say what you want, just spell my name right. First name Sean, last name Price. Nigga, I'm David Ruffin in the flesh. Fucked up in the game, but nevertheless I'm the best, y'all. Niggas be rhyming about nothing. I rhyme about nothing and sound like something. I used to sell crack and listen to Red Band. Now I smoke black while I'm getting some head down. Sean Price always broken at most. That's why the gun smoke broken your folks. Stick them up. Put your hands where my eyes can see. No, this ain't Busta Rhymes, bang. Busta Nine, bang. Rougher than tougher, so don't fuck with mine. I will snuff him and cut him before he fuck with mine. Yo, what up? GRB, what up? Yo, Danny Man, what up? Yeah, Sean Price, what up?
I'm the best. No one can really rock with me. And all the DJs out there in that world, come. Come and learn from me. I got a master class starting up in January. Because you ain't shit. I'm going to teach you how to be me. No, you can't be me. So I'm going to teach you how to be you. And it's $99.95. Master class live and direct on Zoom. We're going to get it together. You know what I mean? Like DJ Cassidy does his thing out there in California. I'm going to do you great. Learn how to get on those SP1200s. Use that good old-fashioned clap machine that's called the 808. Man, man, look, man, I'll get you straight. And now, off of that. Get back to official business because tonight, Clever One was all that bag of chips, chumpies, wrap snacks, all that. I appreciate his business tonight on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, congratulations to him on his fifth straight record, his 15th all-time WNNY's with the Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Understand who this young man is. This man has the all-time true rookie record, 10 straight, coming on to WBNN. And it's going to be a great, great, great feat for any other rookie to ever come on. And Kleb did that. Extraordinary. And it is what it is. We are the one and only Beverly Nation. Now, tomorrow night, the young man, Jetty 8-Track, class of 2023, will be on here, on air, live for you, and especially you, right here. The name of the show is Soul Genius Shamploo, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. And of course, WBNN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia, the Gram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. Ola Dele Malewa Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele. Dot Ngozi with my and gmail.com. I am the 2019 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame disc jockey enshrinee, Honey Bee Oladsky. But most importantly, you know, your mother and father's favorite, right? Dr. Oladele Malewa Ngozi saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. This soundtrack tonight was dedicated to my man, my mellow, the outstanding, wonderful Sean Price. May he rest in life. And now back to the 2022 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Clever One. And you don't stop the body rock.
Yeah, like I said, man, you know, don't be a bald-ass person out here. You feel me? You got to stop doing it. You know what I mean? And, men, we leading the way out here. That's all I got to say, y'all. Men, stop playing PS5 all damn night. You know what I'm saying? And stop relying on the women to come up with the ideas for the activities. You know what I'm saying? teach your kids something. Teach them hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Or if you ain't got no damn kids, teach somebody else's kids something. You feel what I'm saying? Become a football coach, basketball coach, anything. You know what I'm saying? Teach them how to beatbox. I don't give a damn what the hell you're teaching them. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? Don't be teaching them no three card Molly and all that. You know what I'm saying? Learning how to slip cards in the back of the sleeve and all that, pickpocketing and all that. We don't need to teach them none of that. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? And if furthermore, learn how to talk to them. You know what I mean? If y'all that bored, and especially when there's young people around, get in tune with them. You know what I mean? Since you're bored. You know what I mean? Find out what they doing. Maybe your bored ass can show them something different. Maybe you can teach them how to sit their ass down and be bored. You know what I mean? That's what I got to say about that. You know what I'm saying? But check this out. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your bored ass baby mom stalks your side chick on Facebook with a fake ass business page. Check your satellites.
George Papadopoulos, knocking the poppin' nigga Popolis. Papa shit, chocolate doctor, the doctor, the document. Listen to my father, bitch. Peace.
Yo, mic check. Peck, peck on Bernadette's neck. Big breast, I'm a wreck. Let's have some sex. Yes, yes. Titty feels the best now. I can
yo, what the fuck, man? Fuck is you talking about, man? Spit that monkey shit, nigga. We gorillas, nigga. Ape don't kill ape.
Yo.
Spit that real shit, nigga.
Brr. I Chewbacca the chicken. Chin checking your chest. Get chop cam. God stand by the boot from the camp. I'm proving I can. I'm proving you fake. Like you moving them grams. Up a moving your flakes. I am truly your ape. Caesar the leader. Put two in your face. Bang, bang. Bleed while I leave you. Do these of a demon. You do these of a diva. Serafina after the weaver. Beaver's the cleaner. Believe what I feed you. I feed the believers. Knowledge, wisdom, understanding, sativa's a creep.